NASCAR's coming to COTA, all three series. Let's go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina hotline and talk to the host of Revved Up ATX. If you haven't checked it out and you are a gearhead, this is your show. Saturday mornings, 11 to 12 is when you want to be dialed in. And this week, you got a special edition, also 12 to 1:30 leading up to the Cup race on Sunday. So you got some Revved Up ATX both days. Rodney, how are you?
Doing well, Chad. Trey. Hey, I did some show prep before I came on.
My excellent.
18-year-old walking through the house. I said, "Who is this singer?" She said, "It's DaBaby." DaBaby.
See?
Well, thank you, Rodney.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
I'm telling
you. Thank you for clearing that one up.
Yeah, see, that's just Trey's questioning my hipness, so I appreciate you, and more importantly, the hip teenager you got access to making me look cooler. I appreciate that. I appreciate
and
it.
I had no clue. I had
So, Rodney, tell me, is this the first time that the Cup cars will be at the COTA track?
Yeah, other than a couple of tests, we saw Goodyear tire tests, and I think Toyota had some cars out there. But this is really the first time, and they're not going to be on the track, guys. They are not on the track until Saturday. It's one practice.
Wow.
It's going to be 50 minutes, and then they qualify on Sunday. And it's the fascinating part is there's not any notes, there's not any technology, there's not anything that they have to fall back on. So it's kind of run what you brung, as we say it in the racing business.
And I was reading an article today where some big-time drivers, I'm reading articles with names like Truex and Kozlowski in it saying, yeah, I've never been on this track. I tried to do a little simulation, or I tried to find a couple laps that somebody had videotaped, but some of the biggest names in NASCAR are going to go into this with very little, if maybe not, sometimes maybe no experience, correct?
Yeah, they absolutely have no clue, and it's like nothing else that they've ever seen. I mean, yeah, we race on different road courses around the there's nothing quite like this. For one, this is the longest. I mean, almost 3.5 miles out there in the rolling hills, and just the elevation. I mean, you ramp up, you go up that hill up into Big Red, and then you hang that left, and you're straight down into the back up once again, and it's going to play havoc with setup throughout the races. The stages are going to be so important because this race is going to be won or lost in the pits, because they're going to be modifying and tweaking, as Rod says, these cars around all day long.
Yeah, it's going to be wild to see how it rolls. By the way, if people don't realize, all three series will be out there. Saturday at noon is the truck, Saturday at 3, Infinity, and then Sunday at 1:30 is when the Cup cars are scheduled to go. Now, Rodney, I know a little bit about this track in that I know when the bikes come out there and they lay it down on the corners and, you know, do the knee burns and all that. I know when they hit that straightaway, it's about 150, maybe 150, 160. Where are these cars going to top out? When they hit that straightaway, how fast are they going to get to? They're not getting to 200 out there, are they?
They just might. They might, because this is in the high horsepower package this weekend. So when they hit that, because that coming out of turn 10, that straightaway back there, it's a half mile or just over a half mile. So they have a long strip right there where they're going to hit the gas and I would not be surprised. You know, we don't know. I mean, we don't know because there hasn't been anybody out there. But we'll be watching telemetry because I forecast, ironic with the weather being what it is, I forecast that we're going to see 200 miles per hour because that is just a straight shot. And these cars, guys, they sound so badass out there. I mean, you're used to the Formula One cars, but when I went out for the test, I mean, you hear them coming. I mean, you hear the roar, and it's that nice deep bass sound, and it's going to be an eye opener for folks that have been out for Formula One and the IndyCar race. This is something totally different, and people are going to fall in love with this. I promise you.
So you mentioned that that big climb to turn one. It's one of the most unique things anybody's ever seen on a track. What kind of sometimes the discussions at a super speedway are about, are we going three wide or are we going four wide? How many wide could we be seeing as they head into that hill right before turn one? Is there going to be a bit of a bit of a group there at times?
I was actually talking to one of the Austin area truck drivers that races in the Camping World Truck Series, Austin Wayne Self, a couple of days ago. That's actually at hornfm.com. And one of the things that we were talking about was exactly that, Chad. And he's telling me that, I mean, and this is with the trucks. I mean, these are the bigger vehicle. we're thinking 4 to 5 wide going up that hill into that turn. And, of course, you have the runoff area over there. And, I mean, these guys don't care. Hell, they'll try to make a move on the outside. So we could see 5. We could see 5. And it'll be neat watching them go into the corner. What's going to be even cooler is watching them try to come out on the other side, because odds are somebody – 1, 2, or 3 of them will probably not come out at the other side.
I think that's probably fair. Talking with Rodney Rodriguez, Revved Up ATX, Saturday morning at 11, Sunday special edition, 12 to 1:30, getting you ready for the cup race as well. So, Rodney, as I was learning about NASCAR, when I married into the family I did, my father-in-law is a massive gearhead, and I learned about road course races, and I learned that hired guns were part of it back then. So I haven't seen Boris Sedd's name on the list yet, but are there any guys like that now in 2021? Are we still doing the hired gun thing, or are they making the guys drive their car no matter what?
You know, it's funny that you bring up Boris Sedd. He is actually entered in the truck race.
Oh,
he just entered Wednesday. He was just added. But no, that's the fascinating thing about how NASCAR has progressed. These guys, they brought in the road course ringers, is what they called them. And we talked to one last year named Ron Fellows that was one of the guys that would come in and actually do that. I mean, they would put him in, a team would bring him in for, you know, Watkins Glen or whatever it was. Now it's not needed anymore. I mean, these guys come in. If you get one of those quote unquote road course ringers to come in and they run these cars with these guys, they're probably not going to beat them, because you have guys that work. Chase Elliott, the defending cup champion, has won 4 of the last 5 road course races. He's the odds-on favorite going into this, but these guys are so good. Kyle Busch has won 4 times. Martin Truex, these guys, they've honed their skills to where they are multifaceted to super speedways, intermediates, road courses, and now even dirt. We're watching guys do extremely well on dirt because they're doing a lot of dirt racing in their downtime.
NASCAR hits COTA this weekend. Go out there and check it out. It's going to be truly unique. As Rodney's saying, this is the first time. First time these NASCAR Cup cars are going to be out there, and they're going to be learning while it's going. But there's a lot of cool stuff going on with practice and other things. Keep it right here on the horn. You got Revved Up ATX, 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, at noon on Sunday for the special edition as well. And Rodney, if they're following you on Twitter, at Revved Up ATX.
At Revved Up ATX, and I'm at The Rodney R, and we are, weather permitting, we're supposed to be broadcasting in that fan zone in the Grand Plaza. So get yourself out to COTA, come see us, be a part of the show. This is not like Formula One. I can't stress that enough. You're going to have so much access. You'll be able to do so many different things. It's going to be, I mean, when you talk about things loosening up, the NASCAR experience is so much looser than Formula One and IndyCar. It's going to be great.
Going to be awesome. All you gearheads, get out there. Rodney, always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. Looking forward to a busy weekend, and hopefully the rain will stay away, man. Y'all have a great time.
All right, man. Appreciate it, guys. Y'all take care.